Melbourne man Jack Thomas will be retried on terrorism charges after the Victorian Court of Appeal rejected his appeal today. Mr. Thomas had argued that he shouldn't be retried because at his last trial the prosecution should have known about an interview he was planning to give the ABC's Four Corners program, and if they didn't know, ASIO should have told them. But the Court of Appeal rejected those arguments and said ASIO had acted appropriately. Samantha Donovan reports.
Arrested in Pakistan in 2003, former Melbourne taxi driver Jack Thomas became the first Australian to be charged with being on Al-Qaeda's payroll. In February 2006, a Supreme Court jury convicted him on one count of receiving funds from a terrorist organisation and one count of possessing a falsified Australian passport. But he was acquitted on two further counts of intentionally providing resources to a terrorist organisation. His convictions were then quashed in August 2006 when the Supreme Court ruled that an interview the Australian Federal Police did with Thomas in Pakistan shouldn't have been used in evidence. But a few months later, the Court of Appeal ordered that Jack Thomas be retried on the two counts that he was originally convicted on. And it was here that an interview Thomas had given the ABC's Four Corners program came into play. The Court of Appeal agreed with the Director of Public Prosecutions that some statements made by Jack Thomas in the Four Corners interview, broadcast after his trial had finished, could support a conviction on both counts. The court said that at the time of Mr. Thomas's trial, the prosecution didn't know and couldn't have known about the ABC interview. But Jack Thomas's lawyers then found out that ASIO had known about Thomas's contact with the ABC and the fact that an interview was planned. Jack Thomas then challenged the retrial on the grounds that once ASIO knew about the interview, they should have let the Australian Federal Police know about it. But handing down their judgment today, Justices Chris Maxwell, Peter Buchanan and Frank Vincent of the Victorian Court of Appeal rejected that argument.
The fact that Thomas was speaking to a journalist with a view to being interviewed was in itself unremarkable. As counsel for the Director General argued before the trial judge, it had been apparent since the moment of Thomas's arrest that there was a high level of media interest in him. Critically, for present purposes, the fact that Thomas was to be or had been interviewed was not information which related or appeared to relate to the commission of an indictable offence. On the contrary, this activity was, on the face of it, entirely lawful.
Counsel for Jack Thomas had alternatively argued that because ASIO is an agency of the Commonwealth Government and had been involved in Mr. Thomas's prosecution, it should be assumed that what ASIO knew was simultaneously known by the AFP and the Director of Public Prosecutions. But the Court of Appeal also rejected that argument.
This was not a joint prosecution, nor could it have been. ASIO has no power to act as a law enforcement agency, and there's nothing in the material before the court to suggest that it purported to do so in relation to Thomas. This should reassure the Australian community about ASIO's adherence to the limits of its statutory charter.
The judgment said for it to be assumed that every time ASIO became aware of a lengthy conversation between Mr. Thomas and another person, whether a journalist or not, that ASIO should assume he was talking about something relevant to the charges against him and then tip off the AFP would be unreasonable. ASIO had no comment on the judgment today. Lawyers for Jack Thomas say they're considering an appeal to the High Court.
Samantha Donovan.